And here, again, it just shows California with the progressives in green and the Democrats in blue. You can see, look at the Bay Area. Wilson took San Mateo and San Francisco, but Roosevelt basically took the Bay Area and took most of Southern California as well. The socialists did quite well. Here's Eugene Debs getting 12% of the vote in San Francisco, 12% in San Mateo, 16 in Contra Costa, 9 in Santa Clara, 14 in Alameda. And I throw in Nevada County and Calaveras County in the Sierra foothills. Those were the gold mining counties. And the socialists did very well at the time. You look at it today, these counties are 60% Republican voting easily. And a socialist wouldn't get very many votes in our Calaveras County today. Believe me, I grew up there, so I know that county pretty well. Federal Reserve districts. Well, I'm throw this map in to talk a little bit about what Woodrow Wilson did as president. He was a progressive Democrat. He pushed through a lot of progressive reforms. He created a Federal Trade Commission. He lowered the tariff, but oh, that's interesting. The Democrats had always wanted to lower the tariff. But there's a problem. You lower the tariff, what about the revenue? The tariff was a huge source of revenue for the government, so he had to make up for it. The answer was a graduated income tax, which actually took a constitutional amendment to allow that to happen. So we get the first income tax in the United States.